Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a Marvel Chronology episode, and we're going to be continuing with the Thanos reading order. It's time for Silver Surfer number 36. This one's written by Jim Starlin. We have pencils by Ron Lim. Inks are by Tom Christopher. Colors by Tom Vincent. And letters by Ken Bruzenak. So, the cover's kind of interesting. It's mostly red. Silver Surfer staring out at the cover at us and saying, "Oh no, not you." And then on the bottom, there's a kind of a banner that says special appearance by Warlock and Captain Marvel. So you kind of wondered, you know, those guys are both dead at this point. So who exactly is Silver Surfer seeing, and why is he so stressed out about it? Meanwhile, on the first page, we see Surfer flying at great speed toward the planet Earth. In the background in space, there's a couple of eyes looking at Surfer, and the narration, it's clear that the eyes, whoever those belong to, they're watching the Surfer, because the dialogue box that says, "Surfer, I've been watching you for a while. I've seen everything you've done over the past few weeks, including your meeting with Thanos, the Man Titan. Now you're heading to Earth. What draws you there?" So we see Surfer, he heads to the Avengers Mansion. He wants to get some information about Thanos. When he lands there, She-Hulk's like, "Freeze, mister, you're in big trouble." And honestly, I wouldn't have known that She-Hulk had never met Surfer. I mean, I thought that, you know, her being a member of the Fantastic Four, she would have met him at some point, or at least recognized him. But anyway, he starts to say greetings, and she's like, "I said freeze, pal. She-Hulk tells you to do something, you do it," and she punches him. Right. And he, of course, he doesn't even move. Like, it doesn't rock him. He doesn't even flinch. And Captain America, hearing the commotion, comes walking, like, "What's going on here?" It's like, "Well, I was about to take this shiny guy's head off, and you walked in," and Surfer kind of plays it off. He's like, "Yeah, she kind of bumped into me," like, not, you know, one of her strongest punches. He's like, "Yeah, he kind of bumped into me." And Captain America's like, "At ease. This is Silver Surfer. He's a friend." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, he's Silver. There's a surfboard. Should have been a dead giveaway." And Captain America, I'm not sure why Starlin writes, I'm just not sure of the point of the scene, but he actually writes Captain Marvel, or Captain America rather, scolding She-Hulk. He's like, "In the meantime, I suggest you go review our associate files so you can better distinguish friend from foe." And She-Hulk's like, "God, it was an honest mistake. Give me a break." And Captain America apologizes to Surfer. He's like, "Ah, that's fine. Don't worry about it." And so Cap's like, "Well, what brings you here?" So Surfer says, "Well, I'm looking for information about Thanos, and I remember the Avengers mentioning him at some point." And he goes, "Yeah, we fought him a couple times, and they weren't really confrontations. They were more like all out war. But, you know, you don't need to worry about him. He's dead." And Surfer's like, "Nope, not anymore. His status has changed. You must once again count Thanos among the living." And Captain America's like, "Wait, what are you talking about?" And so Silver Surfer starts telling him the story. You know, I met Thanos, and apparently he plans to murder half the population of the universe. And Captain America's like, "Oh man, this is bad news. This is insane." And past experience shows that he's perfectly capable of achieving his goal. So they head over to the Avengers giant computer, and he's like, let me give you some background, right? He says Thanos is probably the most dangerous foe we've ever faced. And he explains to him about how Thanos got the cosmic cube. He does call Thanos, he says, Thanos was sort of an inherited headache. He was Captain Marvel's problem. Now, I certainly get why in the Starlin series, you would think that. And Starlin is writing this, but I don't know. I think it's kind of, I mean, they were arch nemesis, if you will. But at the same time, I mean, like, it's not like Captain Marvel created Thanos. I almost would say he's a Titan problem. But anyway, that's how Starlin frames it. So Captain America tells the Surfer the whole story about Thanos getting the cosmic cube and becoming one with the universe, and Captain Marvel using his cosmic awareness at the last moment to realize that Thanos was still tied to the cube, was able to destroy the cube, and they thought that Thanos was gone and they'd seen, you know, the last of him. But obviously, they were mistaken. A few years later, he shows back up. So then Captain America tells Surfer the story about Thanos collecting the soul gems. And again, at this point, they're all called soul gems. And when they're on the screen, Surfer even says, "Soul gems." And Captain America's like, "Oh, you know about the soul gems?" It's like, "Yeah, Reed Richards and I had an experience a few months ago, and we're told, you know, that happened in Silver Surfer 15 through 18. And Captain America's like, I guess She-Hulk's not the only one that needs to review files. So Captain America explains, Thanos, instead of wanting to rule the universe or become one with the universe, he collected the soul gems, and he basically was going to destroy the universe by snuffing out the stars one by one. But once again, we were able to stop him, this time with the help of Spider-Man and the Thing, along with the Avengers and Captain Marvel, and Adam Warlock gave his life, came back from the dead, and actually turned Thanos to stone. And in Captain America's words, he said he turned him into stone as cold as his heart had been. And so once again, the good guys win, bad guys are defeated, and we figured we'd never have to defeat Thanos again. But now obviously he's back, and Surfer's like, sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings. And then he says, well, who's that Emerald Man I saw earlier? And Captain America says, he was named the Destroyer. I don't know much about him. He was killed a few years back, so I'm not really sure. He does tell Surfer, though, if you want more info on Thanos, you probably should go talk to Mentor. He was Thanos' father. And, you know, he's on Titan, artificial moon, orbiting Saturn. And Surfer says, yes, I know Titan. I met one of its inhabitants, Eros, which earlier in the Surfer series. And Captain America says, oh, you know Eros. Yeah, he used to be an Avenger. And Surfer's like, I did not know that. And, you know, there's not a lot of love lost. It wasn't exactly a good meeting between Surfer and Star Fox. And so Surfer, as he's about to fly off, says, yeah, I thought the Avengers were a little more discriminating in who you allowed to join your organization. And Captain America's like, what? He's like, thanks for the information. And he kind of flies off in a huff. And Captain America's like, not quite sure what that was about. But anyway, as Surfer gets back onto space, we see those eyes appear again, and we're getting the narration. Well, Surfer sure left in a huff. Obviously, he had past trouble with young Eros, and it's easy to see why, because Star Fox is kind of a fun-loving guy, and, you know, Surfer's so serious, like oil and water, but maybe I can remedy that situation. And so as Surfer's just passing Mars, all of a sudden we see who the narrator is. He pops into existence right there on a surfboard right next to Silver Surfer, and it's the Impossible Man. And he says, hey, Surf, how's it hanging, 10? And Surfer like, oh, no, not the Impossible Man. I don't want to deal with you right now. And Impossible Man, who can shape change and is extremely powerful, but more of a prankster and a clown than anything else, turns himself into a pie. And Silver Surfer's like, I really don't have time for this right now. There's a madman and Impossible Man doesn't hear anymore. Smack, pie right in the face, which causes Silver Surfer to crash into the planet of Mars, because even as he's falling and summoning his surfboard, Impossible Man has turned into a basset hound, and he's got the surfboard clenched between his jaws. So Silver Surfer gets up. He's all covered in red dust from Mars, and Impossible Man transforms into a mirror. Hey, you're smashing. Look how great you look in red. Surfer's like, look, man, I don't have time for this. And the Impossible Man's like, yeah, I know. That's kind of what I'm here for. I need to teach you. You need to go back to school. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, look, I've been keeping an eye on you. I know all about Thanos. And this whole time, you know, he's changing. Take you back to school. He's wearing a graduation gown. Keep an eye on you. He's a big eye. Then he transforms into Thanos. Then he's transforming into a light bulb, talking about the ideas that Surfer's had. So he's telling him, look, I saw the brush you had with Thanos. I've been giving it a lot of thought. And you got to realize that Thanos is going to kill half the people in the universe. Well, I'm part of one half of the universe. So what if he chooses the half that I'm in to waste? And Surfer's like, yeah, that's why I need to stop him. And Impossible Man's, think about how terrible the universe would be without me in it. And Surfer's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And Impossible Man's like, how? You're such a party pooper. You're even less a wild and crazy guy than I thought you were. And Surfer's like, well, yeah, humor's never been my strong suit, but so what? Impossible Man, don't you get it? Thanos is a drag also, and he's got you beat in that department. You know, Thanos is even more stoic and grim and unflappable and unlaughing and humorless and boring than you are. And, you know, you can't beat him. You can't out-grim him. And Surfer's like, okay, and you're advising me to... And Puzzle Man turns into a clown. He turns into a seltzer bottle. He's singing a song. Be a clown, you know, sung to the tune of Make 'em Laugh. And just playing tricks and pranks on Surfer, singing his song. And finally, Surfer just freaks out. Stop! I will not tolerate any more of this lunacy. Just flat out screams at him, you know, boiling with his cosmic power. And Impossible Man kind of freezes and says, Surfy, how could you? And he falls over backwards, toes curling up. And so immediately Silver Surfer, of course, feels bad. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I can't understand how you would have. And of course, Impossible Man's just faking. He's like, oh, you're such a sap. And gives him a big smack on the lips. And Surfer's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I fell for that. You're so insane. I can't put up with any more of this abuse. I have things to do. And Impossible Man's like, that's my point. He's like, what's your point? He's like, look. You're not a funny guy normally, and that's a big problem, right? You're having a showdown with an even less funny guy. You can't win by playing that guy's game, right? So I got a sense about these things. You got to trust me. And Surfer's like, why am I wasting my time listening to you? And Impossible Man turns into a giant wave and says, because deep within that shell, you know I'm making sense. And you can't leave until I bring you true cosmic enlightenment. Surfer's like, what? As the wave comes crashing over him and envelops him into darkness. And Impossible Man saying, look, the trick is you got to burst out of your current misconceptions of the universe. And as he says that, he turns into a cannon and launches Silver Surfer, who then finds himself embedded halfway through a boulder. And Impossible Man is saying, don't be trapped by what you've been in the past, right? You gotta evolve. So Surfer busts out of the rock and says, enough of this buffoonery. I do not have time for any more of this nonsense. And you can tell he's finally lost his temper. And Apostle's like, I'm sorry. I give up. I was just trying to help. And as he's cowering there, Surfer kind of realizes, yeah, I guess I overreacted. Didn't mean to react. So roughly, it's just, you know, I need to go. And Puzzle Man transforms into Lockjaw, the Inhuman's dog, and gives Surfer a big lick and says, it's okay, I understand. And Surfer's like, you know what? I give up. You win. I'll lighten up, whatever that means. So I think Surfer just realized, just tell him what he wants to hear so he'll go away. And Puzzle Man's like, really? Honest? Yes. You promise? Yes. Hope to lose an eye if you lie? Yes. Like, okay, great. And Silver Surfer says, just take my word, please. And Impossible Man's like, Henny Youngman. He just made a Henny Youngman joke. And Surfer's like, Henny who? And Impossible Man thinks that he's done his job. He's like, great, you're going to lighten up. You're going to be all right. Tremendous load off my mind. I can go back to being my old fun self. Responsibility is such a drag. But just to be sure, Surfer, one last test. And he walks up to Surfer and he looks him right in the eye. He holds up his hand and he turns his hand into a pie. And he looks at Surfer and says, well. And Surfer flips the pie up and it smacks Impossible Man in the face. And Impossible Man says, perfecto. And he flies off and he says, ah, great. There's hope for the universe once again. Let the crowds cheer. This day is going to be immortalized in Barry Manilow songs, and I'm off, and he flies off. And Surfer's left there on the surface of Mars, watching him fly away, going, God, that guy is completely nuts. But perhaps he did have a point. And then Surfer says, yeah, on top of his head. And he gets this shock looked on his face. Did I just make a joke? So... what this has to do with Thanos, why Starlin put this in here, I honestly don't have any idea. I don't remember if any of this comes back into play, the second half of the story. First half of the story is obvious. It gets people caught up with the history of Thanos if they haven't been familiar with it before from Starlin's previous work, if, you know, this is the first time they're reading about Thanos, and it's not, you know, the most in-depth recap, but it tells you what you need to know. But as far as the Impossible Man stuff, I don't know. I actually had forgotten that this was part of the issue. And I wish I had remembered, because the last time Jim was on, I would have loved to have asked him about it, or the last time I interviewed him at San Diego. So I will have to remember the next time I talk to him or see him, even if it's not for the show. I just want to know, like, what's the reason that you threw the Impossible Man of all people in this half of the issue? I mean, it's fun, and it definitely gives Ron Lim a chance to stretch his artistic muscles as Impossible Man is transforming into all these different things. And he does a great, great job doing it. The dialogue is funny. You know, sometimes humor can fall flat over the years. And, you know, obviously this issue in terms of age is pretty old. You know, it came out in 1990. So what is that, like, over 30 years ago? But this one holds up pretty well, except for that the whole She-Hulk thing is kind of weird. I'm not sure what the point of that was, but overall, it's a fun issue. So we'll get back into the more serious part of Thanos and the quest for the Soul Gems, which will eventually be called the Infinity Gems, and I still refuse to call them Infinity Stones like the MCU. But we'll get back to the more serious part of it and in next issue when Surfer arrives at Titan. So. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Really fun issue of Silver Surfer. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next time. You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.